really nice in southwest Wisconsin. It was 52 at midnight. Right now we're at 46 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes today. Later this week, Judge Juan Merchan will hold a hearing on Trump's repeated violations of a gag order in the case.
Prosecutors first said Donald Trump violated the gag order 7 times. Now we're up to 14 alleged violations. Prosecutors have asked the judge to hold Donald Trump in contempt and to impose financial penalties. So it's really all eyes on Judge Merchan on what he is going to do with these gag order violations.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. Cops killed in Charlotte, North Carolina. A joint federal and local fugitive task force went to arrest a man. There was a gunfight, 8 officers shot, 4 killed, as was the person they were trying to arrest. House and Senate negotiators have agreed on a $105 billion bill designed to improve air travel safety. Among other things, it'll increase the number of air traffic controllers. This is ABC News. California and a New Jersey pharmaceutical company have a deal under which California will begin selling its own generic version of the opioid overdose-reversing Narcan. An outfit named Amneal Pharmaceuticals will sell naloxone to California for $24 a pack, or about 40% cheaper than the market rate. Major League Baseball taking action after player complaints that the smaller font size and thinner materials make the new uniforms feel like anything but Major League.
Commissioner Rob Manfred said in February,
"In baseball, any new initiative, there's going to be some negative feedback."
But the league has now listened. In a memo to players obtained by our partners at ESPN, baseball says Nike innovated something that doesn't need to be innovated, and the uniforms will be changed no later than the start of next season. Larger lettering will return to the backs of jerseys, mismatched pants and tops will be rectified, and so will the jersey's issue of collecting sweat. Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Great time highs today will be at around 71 degrees, mostly sunny and warm conditions. A chance maybe a late night shower tonight, a low of 51. Tomorrow again, Wednesday, 71 with showers and thunderstorms likely at night. Thursday, rain showers throughout the day, a high of 73. Friday, showers end early, then mostly to partly cloudy and a touch cooler, a high of 67. Saturday, partly cloudy with isolated showers possible and a high of 70. Sunday, more clouds than sun, still some patchy light rain possible and a high of 71. In Richland Center, we start out after a midnight reading of 52 at 46 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise for today, the final day of April. Today is Tuesday, April 30th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner.
Mm-hmm.
blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
That's Pam Tillis, and Morning Has Broken, as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem sung by Alan Jackson. Hello, my friends. It's time for us to get together again. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail, and ready to roll again here for today as we get Tuesday, April 30th started, and close out the month of April. How crazy is that? Getting ready for yard mowing, maybe some mushroom plucking coming up here in the next couple of weeks or so, and warmer weather, promise of warmer weather. Brand new forecast for today, calling for that high of 71, partly sunny and mild, west winds 10 to 15 later. So it's going to be a pretty nice day. Yesterday it was a little iffy. It wasn't bad. We did get some sunshine, but late in the day, again, when we lost the sun and the winds picked up, it was pretty chilly. At the baseball game last night, lots of folks, again, in their winter gear as it got a little cooler. One of these days, we'll be able to put our winter gear in mothballs for another year. But nonetheless, let's start the chores here today. Sports score is coming up in about 10 minutes. We can update you that the Brewers lost another one on a controversial call. Last night, 1-0 was the final. We'll check out that scoreboard a little bit later on. Speaking of late, here is Lefty Frizzell.
Always late. with your kisses. Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay always late with your kisses. Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way? How long do you think I can wait when you know you're always late, always late with your kisses? Why? To do me this way. Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay always late with your kisses? Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way? How long do you think I can wait when you know you're always late, always late with your kisses? Why do you want to do me this way?
Mama never looked into those eyes, felt the way that they hypnotized. She don't know.
The Forrester Sisters on WRCO Radio, and Mama's never seen those eyes. It's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 5:15 today. Ithaca Schools will be hosting a Career Exploration Day. Middle and high school students interested in businesses and others invited to attend the event going on today. The event will be held at the Ithaca Gymnasium from 8:15 until 11:15. The students will visit the various booths to get a better understanding of career pathways and explore career opportunities. There's also refreshments and a continental breakfast planned for today. UW-Platteville Aspiring Educators Teacher Panel will be held at 6 p.m. tonight at UW-Platteville. The event is open to those who would like to learn more about teaching and maybe find some tips and tricks to use in their own classroom. Admission is $10. Meet in Dowden Hall, room 125 at 5:30 to sign up. And the Junior Gardener registration is open for children in grades 5 through 12. The River Valley Area Community Gardens will accept grade 4 students if they are ready for the responsibility of caring for a garden. If you know students who are interested in being a junior gardener, request info by emailing rvbusybees24@gmail.com or check the youth gardening page of the website rvacg.org/juniors. Those reminders from today's WRCO Community Calendar.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounds area business and individuals. American Legion Post 85, Biba Palooza, Claire Bank, Corner Drug, Grant County Economic Development, Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics, Kyle Hammersbach Trucking Inc., Muscadet Fitness, Muscadet Laundromat, Scott Industries, and WPPI Energy. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details.
Hello, my name is Adeline Wirtz, and I am a 7th grade student at St. Mary's School. Today, my friend from the 3K program, Clara, and I are going to tell you about our upcoming Walk for Virtues. Clara, are you excited about our Walk for Virtues?
Yes, of course.
Me too. This event is always such a fun time for all the students and people involved, and it's for a great cause. We will be walking 10 miles on Friday, May 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. The walk is a great way to bond with fellow classmates, family members, and people from the community. Clara, are you excited to create memories with your first Walk for Virtues?
Yes, I love my school.
That's good to hear. This event is our major fundraiser for St. Mary's School, and we are hoping to raise $20,000 to make improvements to our school. If you would like to help us in any way, please call the school office at 647-2422. Thanks for your support.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. There were lots of high school events yesterday. They were able to get the grounds ready to play. And at Muscadet last night, we had a real good game. Westby was a winner over Riverdale in area baseball in a game that went 9 innings. 3-2, the final. Mauston was a winner, 6-3 over Richland Center. Ithaca got the win against North Crawford, 5-2. Weston, 11-0 over Kickapoo. Royal got the win against New Lisbon, 10-0. River Ridge, 5, Highland, 4. Prairie du Chien, 10-0 over Darlington. In softball, Ithaca 7-5 over North Crawford. River Valley was a winner against Sauk Prairie 6-3. Fenimore 14, Southwestern 8. Viroqua 11-1 over Westby in softball. Highland 8-2 over River Ridge. And Dodgeville edged Lancaster 3-2. In the SWAL, Iowa Grant 11, Riverdale 6. Cuba City 7-0 over Darlington. Boscobel edged Mineral Point 1-0. Fenimore 10-4 over Southwestern. The Brewers found themselves on the wrong end of a momentum-swinging decision by an umpiring crew for a second straight day. Milwaukee believed it had tied the game in the ninth inning of a 1-0 loss to Tampa Bay Monday night when a third strike to Jake Bowers got past Rays catcher Rene Pinto to enable Sal Frelick to score from third. Bowers was ruled out, and Frelick was ordered to go back to third when home plate umpire Ryan Addition ruled that the hitter's backswing hit the catcher's helmet. In other action from the majors last night, Washington 7-2 over Miami, the Cubs 3-1 over the Mets, Cincinnati 5, San Diego 2, the Dodgers 8-4 over Arizona. In the American League, Baltimore 2, the Yankees 0, Toronto 6-5 over Kansas City, Minnesota 3, the White Sox 2. St. Louis at Detroit postponed last night. Oakland 5, Pittsburgh 1, Seattle 2-1 over Atlanta, and the Angels beat Philadelphia 6-5. From the NBA, Boston 102, Miami 88, Oklahoma City 97-89 over New Orleans, and Denver a winner against the LA Lakers 108-106. From the NHL playoffs, Florida 6-1 over Tampa Bay, and Dallas was a winner against Vegas. That final was 4-2. That's a check of some sports scores. The Bucks will play Indiana tonight with elimination on the minds of Indiana. The Pacers travel to Milwaukee for a game, and it is still not known whether Giannis Antetokounmpo or Damian Lillard or Chris Middleton will be available for the game tonight for the Bucks. That's an update on sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Hoenig Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
5:22 the time. Hello, 45 degrees in Richland Center. We haven't officially started the day until we play the aerobic polka, though. So here we go. If you're ready, be careful. A one and a two.
Caught me on the back step back there, back by the wall. A little tune from Arthur Smith, the Battling Banjos Polka, today here on the Light in the Milk House Show. 5:25, we're about 5 minutes away from Farm News and Markets.
Cab driver, drive by Mary's place. I just want a chance to see her face. Please don't stop the meter, let it race. driver drive by Mary's place. Cab driver, once more round the block. Never mind the ticking of the clock. Only wish we could have had a talk. Cab driver, once more round the block. Cab driver, once more down the street. There's the little place we used to eat. That's where I laid my future at her feet. Cab driver, once more down the street. Cab driver, wait here by the door. Perhaps I'll hold her in my arms once more. Then things will be just like they were before. Cab driver, wait here by the door. Cab driver, better take me home. I guess that I was meant to be alone. I hope God sends me a loved one of my own. Cab driver, better take me home. Cab driver, better take me home.
Hank Thompson and Cab Driver on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. Today, Tuesday, April 30th, the day when Willie Nelson turns 91. And still going strong, still touring. Too. He's got some shows coming up. I remember back in the day, and I was not aware of Willie Nelson until probably about the time this song came out. He made an old Bob Wills number called Stay All Night.
Out at the bottom of the hill, the big creek's up and the little creek's level. Plow my corn with a double shovel.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you ain't stay a little longer.
Sitting in the wind, singing to my love. Slop bucket fell from the window above. Mule and the grasshopper eating ice cream. Mule got sick, so they laid him on the beam.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you can't stay a little longer.
She lives away down on Shinbone Alley. The number on the gate, number on the door. The next house over is a grocery store.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off the coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you can't stay a little longer. See why you can't stay a little longer.
Happy birthday to Willie Nelson today. WRCO and the Light in the Mill Cow Show. It is going to be about 71 for a daytime high today, partly sunny and mild later on. We start out today at 44, which is the overnight low. It's 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Farm Bill Details. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives says the House Ag Committee is starting to release the details of a new farm bill. Brownfield's Kara Hart has this report from NAFB's Washington Watch in Washington, D.C.
Chuck Connor tells Brownfield a few ag groups and trade associations have been briefed on those farm bill details.
There's nothing, I think, in it that's going to be dramatic. Most of the provisions, I think, are somewhat, I don't want to say non-controversial, but they've been worked through. You know, 80% of the bill is probably something that would, you know, garner very broad support. The 20% is really tough.
Connor says there are controversial decisions lawmakers still need to make between the commodities, nutrition, and conservation titles of the farm bill, and Republican lawmakers would still like to see an increase in reference prices.
You know, will Democrats eventually send a few resources that way that enable you to have a bipartisan bill? That's what's going to determine whether we get a farm bill in 2024 or not, I think.
Reporting from Washington, D.C. at the NAFB Washington Watch, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Farmers and ranchers in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa are recovering from Friday's outbreak of some powerful tornadoes. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has the story.
There was a point in time where I could basically see five tornadoes at once from my house.
Minden, Iowa corn and soybean farmer Kevin Ross says his rural community was leveled.
It's a sobering experience, I'll tell you that. You know, your heart goes out for all your friends and neighbors that lost their homes or livelihoods.
Paul Johnson is the emergency management director in Douglas County, Nebraska. He tells Brownfield the county's agricultural areas were hit.
There's been some homes and some outbuildings and barns. I believe we've had small number livestock losses. The ranchers and farmers, they're an awful self-sufficient group. They've got the equipment to take care of their properties. They're doing a great job of that, I might add.
AccuWeather meteorologist Tyler Royce says the widespread storm system caused a remarkable 42 tornado warnings to be issued by the National Weather Service in Omaha.
For one office to issue that many in one day, that's a rarity to see.
The tornadoes also hit some heavily populated areas in Nebraska, including Elkhorn, Bennington, and Epley Airfield. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The USDA says 27% of U.S. corn is planted, compared to the five-year average of 22%, with 7% of the crop emerged compared to 4% normally. 18% of soybeans are planted nationally, compared to 10% on average for late April. And for Wisconsin, corn planting is 10% complete, 6 days ahead of last year and 2 days ahead of the five-year average. Soybeans are 11% completed, compared to 2% a year ago and 3% normally. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Building great prices from the ground up, Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
A slow start to the week for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity started the week in its typical manner. Business was slow with bids and asking prices not established. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, but lower in Texas. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until later in the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyard, steers over 800 pounds were steady to $2 higher. Steers under 800 pounds were $3 to $6 higher. Heifers over 800 pounds were $3 to $6 higher. And heifers under 800 pounds were steady to $3 higher. The USDA says demand was good and quality was average. Medium and large one feeder steers, 903 to 942 pounds, brought $215 to $230. Feeder steers, 951 to 996 pounds, brought $213 to $220.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 770 to 789 pounds, brought $213 to $241.50. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 39 cents at $297.53. Select closed $1.49 higher at $290.21. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Processors weren't aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week, which has been the trend recently. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Overall, demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and domestic demand continues to improve. Both are supportive to prices. Look for business and packer activity to pick up as the week progresses. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 75 cents lower with a weighted average of 89.63. No comparison at the Western Corn Belt, but a weighted average of 89.93. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher, up $1.37 at $99 even. Bellies, hams, and loins were all higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, even on the weekend, up about 32,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct cash business, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed, adjusting spreads. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with a higher move in meal. May was 1 1/4 higher at 1160 and 3/4. July was up 4 3/4 to 1182. Corn was down ahead of the USDA's weekly crop progress report. May was 3/4 lower at 439 1/4. July was down 3/4 at 449 1/4. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of this week's direct business. June live is down $1.42 at $177.15, and August was $1.10 lower at $175.67. August feeders were $0.92 lower at $259.62. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads, with June lean holding at $102.47, while the July contract was down 50 at $105.45. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A soil health initiative based on a massive expansion of cover crops. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Spearheaded by the Soybean Checkoff, the Pork Checkoff, and the National Corn Growers Association, Farmers for Soil Health is on a mission to have 30 million cover crop acres in the U.S. by 2030. Jack Cornell of the United Soybean Board says the group got a $95 million federal grant 3 years ago to pursue that goal.
$70 million of that is going directly to cost share for farmers to take on cover crops. Another $20 million is going towards technical assistance, helping farmers to access those dollars and then also access how to do cover crops or any of those conservation practices. So it's not just a cover crop program. It's really to help them facilitate a lot of different things. And then there's another $5 million there that's really to help facilitate the creation of a marketplace for farmers to participate to sell their commodities that are raised under climate smart practices to really access additional funding.
Cornell says other national organizations got on board and 20 states as well.
State commodity groups participated and said, this is what the technical assistance needs to look like in my state. So some of them are farmer advisors. Some have state commodity staff that's helping them. Some of them, they're working with soil and water conservation districts.
Find out more on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has issued additional guidance for interstate movement of lactating dairy cows. Wisconsin's state veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle tells Brownfield the updates provide more clarity about required H5N1 virus testing, including the cost to farmers.
USDA will cover the cost of the test itself done at the non-lab, so there will be no testing fee for farmers. But there will be an associated cost with having their veterinarian do the testing and any shipping costs to get the samples to the lab.
She says APHIS also clarified what can be done when shipping cull cows to slaughter.
They have added that to the guidance document that allows cattle moving directly to slaughter across state lines an exemption from the testing requirements. However, they will need some traceability information.
Meanwhile, cheese, butter, and whey production went up in 2023. As frozen dairy and milk powder production went down. USDA's annual dairy product summary shows total cheese production rose slightly over 2022, while American-type cheeses were up 3%. Butter production rose nearly 3% as well.
Whey production up 2.5% on the year, while whey protein concentrate was up more than 11%. Milk futures in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange ended Monday mostly higher following a lower dollar and limited cash trade. May Class 3 milk was up a nickel at $18.05, June 9 cents higher at $18.18, July up 3 cents at $18.42, and August 6 cents lower at $18.57. Dry whey was down 0.75 cents at 37.5 cents, while butter was down 0.5 cent at 296.5. The rest of cash markets unchanged. Blocks at $1.75, barrels $1.77.25, and non-fat dry milk at $1.10. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
A high today of 71 degrees, partly sunny and mild conditions expected. And for tonight, a low of 50, cloudy with showers likely by late evening, maybe a thunderstorm. Wednesday, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, pleasant again, a high of 71. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm following an earlier reading today of 52. Our temperature has declined to the current reading, which is 44 degrees. Good morning, 13 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock here as we cruise on toward official sunrise time today. This is Sylvia on the Light in the Milk House show.
Even though Saturday morning cereals, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike cream. Flat tops, sock hops, Studebaker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The Hip Parade, Grape Truaid, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those? James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn and wait your turn, and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, a little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas course, Roy Rogers horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers pitching woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Jokes. Who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey. Remember these? Yes, we do. What do we do? We remember these.
Statler Brothers, NWRCO. Do you remember these? I remember some of those. Absolutely. Coming up on Weather Time, Tony Schumacher checks in to let us know about today and the rest of this week, the final day of April. It's going to feel pretty nice and spring-like today.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes a small herd dispersal from Illinois, 22 head. It's a mixed herd of Holstein, milking shorthorn, Jerseys, and crossbred. All stages of lactation with three bred heifers and four summer yearling heifers included. A few purebreds will have registration papers. Plus fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30. Your source for top-notch cattle.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale, and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either a Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, Saturday, May 18th. Are the kiddos ready for the Kinchi Puddle Pole sponsored by Cardinal Glass Industries? If so, bring them to the Riverdale School Bus Garage before 11 a.m. to sign up. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries, for supporting the festival and the Kinchi Puddle Pole.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a pretty nice spring day shaping up today with seasonal temperatures and at least partial sunshine, so get out there and enjoy. But the very active pattern overall will continue. The next front will sweep in from the west tonight. This will likely bring some heavy thunderstorms to Iowa, parts of southern Minnesota late this afternoon, but they should weaken a bit as they head our way, but still bring us some rain tonight, maybe a few tenths of an inch, heavier off in northwest Wisconsin. That will move away, giving us some pretty quiet weather for tomorrow, although breezy. But a large storm will come in from the southwest heading into Thursday. That'll bring us rain most of the day on Thursday, even a few thunderstorms, and rain totals could easily be an inch or more across the region. That should shift away by Friday, but yet another front will sweep in Saturday with some more showers across the state. Hopefully things dry out a bit after that, heading into Sunday and early Monday. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny and mild with a high near 71. West wind 10 to 15, becoming south later. Tonight cloudy with showers likely by late evening, maybe a thunderstorm, low near 50. Partly cloudy, breezy, and mild once again for tomorrow, high near 71 degrees. West wind between 10 and 20. Tomorrow night showers developing later in the night, low at 48. On Thursday, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rain possible at times with a high of 64. Now for Friday, expect partly sunny and breezy conditions. Low 47, high about 69. Saturday, mostly cloudy, somewhat cooler with a good chance of showers. Low 43, high of 62. Sunday, partly cloudy and pleasant. Low 44 with a high of 68. And Monday, partly cloudy and mild. Low at 46, high 72. Chance of some showers later Monday night. Have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
43 and cloudy conditions this morning as we approach the day in southwest Wisconsin. 0.04 of an inch of rain fell yesterday here at the studios. A record high, 87, set in 1952. Record low, 21 in 1956. A year ago, 43 was the high and the low, 38. Sunset will happen at 2 minutes after 8 for this evening. For tomorrow morning, sunrise time, 5:55. The air is calm. Barometer.